Vashi Vayishlach and the Pasuk Vahayu Hamachna Hanisha Lefleita Vashi comments Al Kocho Ki Elachim Imo Vihiskin Atzmo the Shloshed Varim the Dorim Litfila Ult Milchama. That Yaakov prepared three things: Doran, a gift to appease Esav; Tefila, and if necessary, the Milchama, to do battle; the Doran Vatava Amincha Alpanov; the Tefila Elokei Avi Avram the Milchama Vahayu Hamachna Hanisha Lefleita. We see a parallel to this also when famine and came to the land, to Eretz Canaan, and Yaakov had to send Binyamin to Mitzrayim. So he sent with him also a doron, a gift for the Ish Mitzri, Adon Haaretz. And as the Pasuk says, Kachu mizimus ha'aretz b'kaleichem v'horidu l'ish mincha. And afterwards he prayed for them. As the Pasuk says, v'kel shakar yitein lachem rachmim l'fnei ha'ish. And then Rashi comments, mi'ata einchem chasem klum el tefila harei mispalel aleichem. So in these two places, namely his encounter with Esav, and as he sends his children down to Mitzrayim, he prays, and he gives a doron. However, here in Parshas Vayishlach, the tefillah was in the middle, before the milchama. And in Parshas Miketz, with Binyamin, as he prayed for them, the tefillah was at the end. So I think this can be explained based on the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Gimel by Melchames David. The Gemara says, "Chu pishtu yodechem begedud, miyad yotzim b'achitofel v'nim lachim b'sanhedrin." Immediately before you go to battle, so David would take advice from his advisor, his wise advisor Achitofel, and the Sanhedrin. And Rashi comments there, "Nimlochim Sanhedrin, notu mehem reshus kidei shispalu aleihem." So you see that there's a special halacha that for milchama that the Sanhedrin should pray for you and pray for the. For the success of the battle, for the endeavor, and the marker for this for Rashi is, it would seem, is by Moshe Rabbeinu, because at the time of the Milchama with Amalek, Moshe raises his hands v'yod of emuna, and that's tefillah, as the Mishnah says in the third parak of Rosh Hashanah. And Moshe was the Sanhedrin, Moshe B'Makom Ayin Aleph Kari. And therefore, the only thing that's somewhat difficult is, why does Rashi have to say in Brachos for Sanhedrin, Shishpalu Aleihem? The first Mishnah in Sanhedrin says that before you go to Melchemes Reshus, you have to have the sanction of the Sanhedrin. So B'chover, that should have been the reason. But here, coming back to Yaakov, that Yaakov prayed before the Milchama, that's a special halacha, that's tefillah beyond the universal halacha of tefillah. There's a special halacha of tefillah as relates to Milchama. And that's why Yaakov Avinu davened before the Milchama, the potential Milchama with Esav.